You're listening to Missing and Murdered Women, a podcast about the epidemic of violence against women. The regularly scheduled episode this week has been postponed due to recent events. We can't speak on the victimization of women accurately if we are not intersectional in talking about the victimization of other groups. I am, of course, talking about Black Lives Matter. The Black and Missing Foundation said it best, thousands of people are reported missing every year in the U.S., and while not every case gets widespread media attention, the coverage of white minority victims is far from proportionate. 38% of missing people are people of color and yet receive little to no media attention. According to Scientific American, in the U.S., police officers fatally shoot about 3 people per day on average, a number that's close to the yearly totals for other wealthy nations. Also, according to Scientific American, about police-involved shootings, although more white people are shot in total, people from minority ethnic groups are shot at higher rates by population. One paper published in August found that a black man is 2.5 times more likely than a white man to be killed by police during his lifetime. The difference, albeit smaller, is also there for women. NPR composed the following list of some of the people of color who were killed by police officers and what they were doing in their last moments before police ended their life. Eric Garner had just broken up a fight, according to witness testimony. Azelle Ford was walking in his neighborhood. Michelle Cousseau was changing the lock on her home's door when the police arrived to take her to a mental health facility. Tanisha Anderson was having a bad mental health episode and her brother called 911. Tamir Rice was playing in a park. Natasha McKenna was having a schizophrenic episode when she was tased in Fairfax, Virginia. Walter Scott was going to an auto parts store. Betty Jones answered the door to let Chicago police officers in to help her upstairs neighbor who had called 911 to resolve a domestic dispute. Philando Castile was driving home from dinner with his girlfriend. Botham Jean was eating ice cream in his living room in Dallas. Tatiana Jefferson was babysitting her nephew at her home in Fort Worth, Texas. Eric Reason was pulling into a parking spot at a local chicken and fish shop. Dominique Clayton was sleeping in her bed. Breonna Taylor was also sleeping in her bed, and George Floyd was at the grocery store. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Missing and Murdered Women. Regularly scheduled programming will return on Saturday. Those of you protesting, you are in my thoughts. Everyone, stay safe.